Okay. All right, Adam Cien Cirillo. I mean, yeah, like, what do you say about that race? You got eighth, Prado, Battle of Prado again. And, I mean, when you're sitting on the line, it's like, is it just like Jesus take the wheel? Like, well, you know, what do you do?
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, okay. I feel like, I don't know what happened to me all of a sudden this year, but I'm having a good time. Like, I pressure's off me, yeah. I feel. Yeah, team's vibing. Yeah, on the gate, it's one of those things where I told Justin before I left the gate, like 30-second boards up, I'm like, I can't believe I do this for like a living. You know, it's just wild, like one of those scenes, you know. The only thing you really stress on is the start. Like, just getting out and putting yourself in a good position. You know, halfway down the start straight, there's a 90% chance you're not going to be able to see anything.
Yep.
You know, in order to get to the front, you know, I went through the first turn and over the first obstacle, like, almost completely blind. And you're just hoping at that point, you know. But
it really is a Jesus take the wheel moment.
Pretty much. Yeah. I mean, you're trying to be strong on the bike, yep. And, you know, you have little tiny little holes to look out of, but you really can't see anything. Yep. So sometimes it actually helps, but... yeah, once I got out, got the whole shot device undone because that was kind of sketchy.
Yeah, Cade stuck the whole first lap, so no yeah, way. Yeah, you can understand that fear.
Yeah, I did. I did a wheelie on the up on the little shelf there, the yep. first obstacle, and because the heat race down that whole lane was mine was down. But no, I think I was pretty happy on the night. I got through okay, and
it's a night where it could go completely sideways.
Yeah, it really could. I didn't hit the deck. I didn't have to pick my bike up one time today, so that's always good. Last week and last turn, I posted on my Instagram. It's kind of funny. I was giving Prado some shit about it, but he smashed me in the last turn, and I've got this massive bone bruise on the top of my left hand. Okay. So now I'm out there riding with no arms, basically, you know. But no, I didn't get to ride. I rode a little bit, did a couple starts on Thursday. That's it.
Yep.
So this was kind of best case scenario for me.
Yeah.
You know, just to it's kind of the you know obviously an equalizer. So. I rode around, and, yeah, I'm happy with it.
The heat race, I guess the rain, in a way, having it rain was fine because if it stops, now it's going to be really worse maybe?
Yeah.
So let it keep pouring?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if it would have downpoured even more, it would have been better, I think, before the heat races. Yeah. But once it gets sticky, and the hardest part was you could hit a line for three or four laps. You know, the ruts went from the turns over the faces of the jumps, and then we had, like, zigzag ruts down the faces all the way to the landing. So everybody was like kind of coming to a stop on the top of the landing, but you do that like three or four times, then we get too deep, and then you start getting like stuck. I stalled it a couple times, so you're kind of having to move all around, and every once in a while you find yourself in just a hole that you can't get out of. So just got to keep your head on a swivel, and it was fun.
Back in San Francisco, you've never been here as a racer. What'd you think? Obviously, look, the shitty track, but vibe, stadium, pits, all of that. What'd you think about being in San Fran?
Yeah, I had a great day, a great weekend. I mean, I think that obviously a bit of a ball up where you park compared to where the pits are, and it's quite. I know we have scooters and bikes, so it's fine to get from here to the stadium, but it's a bit of walk for everybody else. I think it's cool though, something different on the water. Obviously, would like to have better weather, but I thought the turnout was okay for what the weather was too. So, yeah, I was stoked on. Obviously, you want to get up. Towards the front, we're still trying to do better, but yeah, it was a good day.
Yeah, arm's still not where we want it to be. Like, it's better, but not where we want it to be.
Yeah, I'm just not going to talk about it this year at all. So,
podcast. When's the next podcast?
Doing one tonight. Oh. Yeah, we're firing it back up. But we meant to put like a preview pod out and all this kind of stuff. But we're renovating the house, and so that's kind of good. We're kind of going to get a nice setup in there where we can do. You know, we can do podcasts during the week and stuff. We're just going to keep them short for now. Obviously, don't want to invade on my work too much. But, yeah, we're going to do some post-race pods.
Are you finding it, because I know Christian found it like this way, Zacho found it this way, hard to get you guys to come over and do a long pod?
Yeah, I think the way I look at it is I don't want to put too much effort into it. So if I'm putting too much effort into it and it's taken away from anything on this side of things, it's like, I won't do it. So that's why I can't really say, hey, there's going to be a pod every Wednesday, right? Because who knows? You know, you have to test all day or this or that. So it's hard to put your best foot forward in that area, which is a bit bothersome for me because I obviously want to stick to something. And once you start putting content out, you know how it is. People expect the... You know, YouTube, all that kind of stuff. They're like, where are you at? So We're just keeping it fun for now, and yeah, just kind of doing them when it's convenient.
Maybe you have a little more respect for guys like me that are out there grinding away in the podcast world, AC.
Yeah, the true legends of the sport.
Thanks, buddy, and yeah, we'll see you next weekend.
All right, thanks.